their children. But the different phrases that she uses to identify God's people that are in Babylon prior to the Sunday law issue, she invariably calls them God's children. They're His people. Jesus said, "Other sheep have I that are not of this fold." They are His sheep, though. So one of the potential misconceptions for Seventh-day Adventists as we come to the end of the world is this, brothers and sisters, and this is a very solemn thought when you really consider what your responsibility is as a Seventh-day Adventist. These people that begin to respond to the loud cry message after the Sunday law in the United States, when national apostasy is followed by national ruin, and in another place speaking about these people that come out of Babylon at this time, Sister White says, the judgments of God were in the land. The judgments that follow the Sunday law, Sister White says, is a time of mercy for those that have never known the truth. Those of His children that are still in Babylon, they're involved in a time of mercy because the door of their probation is still open. They still have the potential to come and stand with God's people. But the point that Adventism may be prone to misunderstand in this end time scenario is this. Those people at this point are already called God's children. If we believe that at the Sunday law we're going to receive the latter rain and go out and introduce from the very basic fundamentals of Christianity, the very rudimentary beliefs to the people out in the world, if we're going to present these truths to them and they're going to start to make decisions about whether they want to become a Christian or not, we are deceiving ourselves. The people in Babylon that are God's people in Babylon are already God's people. It is not the seed sowing time when the latter rain is being poured out. It's the reaping time. If we are going to fulfill our responsibility as Seventh-day Adventists at the end of the world, we have to be sowing these missionary seeds before the Sunday law. We have to be doing our work to bring people into an experience of Christianity before the Sunday law, that during the crisis that follows the Sunday law, these people can take a stand based on the issues, but invariably these people that take a stand for the Lord are identified by Sister White as His children. They've already had